Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Zeit Rock Trendy Mountain. As courtesy of Stony Metalhead SD.
Straight out the Discord.
Straight out the Discord is what SD stands for. I am Jack. That is DJ Daniel.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
That's so funny that on tomorrow's episode, which we've already recorded,
right?
We talked about Big Rock Candy Mountain because we were talking about how the depression content that people created back in the day, I don't think it was called content back then, but in the Great Depression, the content was all just like very surface level, easy to understand. Like the Big Rock Candy Mountain was about how cool it would be to have a big mountain made of candy.
Exactly. Very straight
and,
up.
Yeah, very straight up. And I feel like we're in a similar time right now. Yeah. With like Emily in Paris and shit like that. But we will talk about that on tomorrow's episode.
Indeed we will.
For now, let's tell the people what's trending, shall we?
Let's do it.
Rock Center is trending. They put up the Christmas tree at 30 Rockefeller Center in New York City, and it looks like shit.
It looks real bad.
It's I don't know what happened. Like if it got rubbed, like if part of it was like dragging in the road as they were driving it there, or what, how it happened, but it's does not have a lot of needles.
Yeah, yeah, no,
not a lot of girth.
I would love if the tree had that excuse that, like, you know, the average family has, where it's like, oh, well, the tree got dragged behind the car for a little bit. It's right. Like, yeah, the entire 60-foot tree in Rockefeller Center is like, yeah, we accidentally dragged it all the way down Third Avenue, so we lost a lot.
Our bad.
Lost a lot of pin needles there. Yeah,
it seems kind of amazing that this can happen. Like, this seems like one of those things where you would have 20 different giant trees that you're choosing from up until the last moment. And then you're like, okay, we'll go with this one. And then you like airlift it there or something. But
you think that have the money, but who knows?
This looks like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. Like it looks like a yes. dead ass old.
It looks trash.
Christmas tree.
But I'm also wondering how they're going to be able to really dress it up with majesty, because I feel like you need those needles. You need the big fronds or the big, you know, branches to hold all the shit, right? So
yeah.
Like what? I'm excited.
I love it. I'm here for it. I feel like we were talking on earlier about just how tired everyone is, how like depression is just dragging us all down like the swamp of sorrow in the Neverending Story. And yeah, I feel like if we're gonna do that, we might as well go all the way. Let's let it paint our world.
Let's just do it
with 2020-ness.
Yeah, go all the way in.
All the way in.
Love it.
Speaking of all the way in, I am all the way into this next story.
Oh, I bet, baby.
Because the Game Awards are out, or at least the nominees. I have some thoughts.
Oh, I bet you do.
But I'll let you go first, man.
Oh, Jackie,
you tell us.
You honor me. So, you know, every year there's just a company called the Game Awards, produced by Jeff Keighley, and it is a celebration of the video games of the year. I think they would like to think it's the video games Oscars, and I think to a certain extent it is, since there's no other thing that has this much backing. It's just like they put the money into it. It has the grandeur of a real ass awards ceremony. So here we are. But it really ends up just being a big marketing opportunity. Like instead of performances, it's just trailers for new games. And sometimes the awards are snapped off in like five or six in a row where they'll just say, and the award for this goes to blank. Congratulations. And the award for this one goes to blank. Congratulations. And here's the next trailer for so-and-so. And it's like, all right, cool. I see what this really is.
Oh, so it's not even a show. They're just like bang, bang, bang.
Well, that's the thing. There is a show. There is a show last year, and it was big. There was production and everything. And yet still, it's just like, you know, it ends up being a big marketing opportunity, which I guess they all the award shows are. But it's definitely very on the surface when it comes to the video game award show.
Right.
But, you know, some big nominees this year. Game of the Year is, I don't know how contentious it is since Last of Us Part 2 came out this year. And I think that will pretty much go down as, I think that's your guaranteed winner right there. Also up is Animal Crossing New Horizon, Doom Eternal, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, and Hades, which is definitely an underdog favorite. But Last of Us 2, I think, is going to take that.
So, got it.
We'll see. Excited.
I think I've heard of all those.
Yeah. they're fun.
So a game like Among Us that has like dominated the zeitgeist a little bit these
very much
past
so.
Days, but like, is it such a simple game that people like that it would not be nominated? Is that
actually, as a matter of fact, Jack, it is nominated for best multiplayer game this year because it had such a dominating presence in the, you know, in the video game sphere. What's funny though is that that game also came out in 2018.
It came out
2018. Just like was a very, you know, independent game. One person made that game, one producer, just a single person. So it came out, kind of just like had middling sales on Steam and then disappeared. One streamer named Soda Poppin played it on his stream, and now it is one of the most popular games in the world and getting nominated for best multiplayer at the Game Awards. So definitely a glow up for that game.
Got it. So how does it get nominated? Even though it came out in 2018, they just don't have as strict rules as like the Grammys or whatever.
They don't give a shit. It's just like I said, it's a big hype fest. So like if something is super hyped up, like for example, the most popular video game in the world is still League of Legends or this other mobile first person shooter game made by Tencent. I can't remember the name, but League of Legends is not nominated here in the best multiplayer. The other games are also Animal Crossing, Among Us, Call of Duty, Fall Guys, and Valorant. And Valorant is actually the company that made League of Legends, Riot. It's their other game. So, like, I think it's more of a hype contest than it is an actual merit contest. Because otherwise, I think these games that just literally have millions and millions of concurrent players all the time would be up there every single year.
What? Right. And that game didn't come out this year, so they're like, we're going to move on to the new game by them, basically.
Yeah, I guess that's what they went with, more or less. Yep.
So what are the different categories? There's the best picture is Game of the Year.
Best picture is Game of the Year, but you also have adding things like innovation and accessibility, which is cool.
games for impact, which are strictly games that are, you know, pushing a message about something like the environment, or, you know, there's best VR games, best community support, best esports team, so it dips into the world of esports as well, best action adventure, best ongoing game, so on and so forth. Like esports coach, role-playing, multiplayer, best fighting game, role-playing game, sports racing game, best debut game, brand new game. So there's a lot of different categories, and I think that might also explain why they just kind of like rip through them, because there's a lot.
I can tell you what, man, those categories need some help. Those categories, not good, not interesting to a casual observer.
Yeah, no. Especially because it's all just games. Like,
yeah, it feels like it feels like an industry awards thing where it's all stuff that matters to industry people and categories totally. That matter to industry people. But from like an outsider's perspective, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'd be more interested in like hearing like best graphic innovation or something
sure,
like that.
Sure. Yeah. There's a little bit of that. I think it's kind of in the same, I shouldn't say problem, but like, you know how the Oscars splits its technical awards and like the big famous awards?
Right, right.
I think this could serve from a little bit of that, where it's like, let's get your real big blockbuster awards up there to the main show and then maybe save some of these for something else.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, best esports event? I don't, that's not a big ticket award right there, because like, who's going to win that? It'll be like the production. It's the production team behind the event that wins that. So it's like a major, like, who the hell knows who these people are? Some of them, some people do, but it's not.
Let's talk about, so the NBA draft is tonight. It's, you know, strange for the reason a lot of sports things are strange. Apparently the Masters was this past weekend. I had no idea that, which is like something that usually happens, I think, in April or May or something. That happened this past weekend and had no clue. And the NBA draft is similarly something that usually happens in the summer after like a few weeks after the season. And it's usually after a NCAA basketball season. So we have a chance to get to know the players. Right. This year we have no such opportunity. Everybody's very confused about who any of these guys are. But there is a gentleman by the name of Anthony Edwards who has separated himself from the pack.
Yes,
he's like one of the people think he's going to be top. Think the number three pick in the in the whole draft, according to the most recent. Although I don't know how recent this mock draft is because it still has LaMelo Ball. Yeah, 48 minutes ago. Oh. Okay. So maybe LaMelo Ball is going to be the number one pick. James Wiseman at number two, who's a 7 foot one. That's the dude I would pick if I had a number one pick in this draft.
Noted.
At number three, Anthony Edwards. Yeah. This dude. So first of all, he just gave an interview with ESPN where he was basically like, I don't really like basketball. Like, I'm still not really into it, is what he said.
What?
I'm still not really into it when it comes to basketball. The 19-year-old shooting guard didn't exactly showcase much enthusiasm regarding his future in the NBA and said that he can't watch games.
What? What a way to just put a shoot yourself in the foot before you even start the race. Like, come on, man.
So, I mean, that might seem like privilege that he's just like so talented that he doesn't like even realize how lucky he is to. But here's another anecdote about him that suggests to me that there's more to this dude, that he might be secretly like just a genius human being. So this dude on Reddit posted this anecdote. We don't know if it's true, but I am hoping it is.
I'm tempted to trust user your boy Beefcat. So.
It's so, yeah, of course your boy Beefcat is, you know, the New York Times of Beefcats. Just in terms of his fact-checking process.
I love it.
So, quote, he is definitely a little out there. My friend manages a Benihana and said that they had to ask Edwards to stop coming in. Apparently, he didn't understand how the restaurant worked and would casually bring in his own food to heat up on the Tapan tables. The last straw was when he sat at a table hosting a large birthday party and spilled his entire container of gumbo all over the stovetop. That rules.
Do you remember? You remember when the people were posting all those fake Kawhi stories?
Yeah, this like, feels this is like that,
real.
Doesn't it?
This is real.
This feels like that, but real.
Totally.
Yeah, Apple time, baby. Apple time.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Kawhi was definitely an interesting, aloof character who ended up being one of the three best players in the league. So maybe don't let his strangeness push you away.
Yeah, but exactly.
The thing, like, not liking to watch basketball is that feels like it almost should be disqualifying because
seriously,
that's the one thing that, like, you cannot be so amazing. You can't, like, keep improving and improving if the game is just, like, super boring to you.
Completely.
I don't know. But then I watch highlights of him and he looks like he's really good. Maybe he's just, like, fucking around because he the number one pick is Minneapolis Timberwolves, so who knows if he's just like, I don't want to live in Minnesota, don't pick me.
Honestly, that could be some galaxy brain move right there, where it's like, maybe I pretend I don't like basketball, so a better team picks me up. It's like,
Yeah. I mean,
4D chess right there.
Yeah. He is currently the odds-on favorite to be the number one pick, according to betting odds.
Okay.
As the real gambling sharks call it.
Mm,
According to betting odds.
Ah, the betting odds. Yes, indeed.
Yes. Jumpman logo was trending more yesterday because people were just talking about how much free advertising the Jordan brand got from that Hail Murray. We did talk about that, I guess, on yesterday's episode or yesterday's trending. But it is just interesting to think about, like, those examples of free advertising. I was actually just thinking about Mad Men. I went back and, like, looked up how many of the product placements in Mad Men were paid for by the brands.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, not many of them were. So they just...
Really?
Yeah, which is really kind of ballsy by like the show's producers to be like, yeah, Jaguar's not gonna sue us just because had somebody try to kill themselves in our car and then weren't able to start it because it was such a piece of crap.
That's funny.
Like, and Jaguar was not like, but like every time people would ask the brands about it, like they were good sports, I guess, because they wanted to seem like they were cool. And it does seem like it's just any exposure is good exposure.
I suppose so. And I guess in a show about advertising.
Yeah, in a show about advertising.
We got this.
It's also like we've been around since the 50s, since the heyday of, American alcoholism.
Right.
So, check us out.
Mm, amen.
And then finally, something that's making us all misty right now, Fresh Prince trailer. They are doing a Fresh Prince reunion. I could just watch, them being in the same room is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But mainly it's just like them talking about like clips from the show was dope.
Yeah.
Just the highlight reel, baby.
Totally. In the spirit of rewatch culture, getting hot in the streets. This seems like an appropriate time for the gang to get back together and recount some stories.
Yeah. Especially Alphonse Ribeiro. Mm. How is it Alfonso Ribeiro?
I think it's Alfonso, yeah.
Yeah.
Alfonso Ribeiro,
Alphonse.
Yeah.
I just call him Alphonse for short.
That's all his friends call him. Yeah.
We're tight. But he's having a moment with those ads. I love
totally.
That too.
Yeah, he's funny. I'm excited for it. You know, I also love a little bit of nostalgia. And I think, like we were talking about on tomorrow's show, we could use a little bit of kind of easily consumable, happy media, regardless of how we define it, whether it's depression media or just happy nostalgia media. It's good to have right now.
Yeah. This is our Big Rock Candy Mountain.
This is our Big Rock Candy Mountain.
All right. DJ Daniel, that is going to do it for us for today. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.